Hello, family. Are you ready to tap into your soul level operating system? This balance between soul and spirit is what the ancients called Ma'at. The regurgitated definitions of truth, justice, balance, and reciprocity have a deeper esoteric metaphysical meaning than is usually addressed. It is not a complicated process. Understanding and implementing metaphysics is simpler than you might think. You don't need to be an ancient Egyptian sage or an experienced metaphysical guru. All you need is an open mind and a thirst for self-discovery. In our previous video, we explore metaphysics as a revolutionary new way to access these ancient concepts from a consciously expanded perspective. When practiced and applied, it allows you the ability to embrace your authenticity and uniqueness beyond feeling the need to conform to societal norms. If you haven't watched it yet, I highly recommend you do. It's your first step into the holistic world of metaphysics. Now, let's delve deeper. The first step towards tapping into your soul level operating system is understanding the concept of a ka, the ancient Kemetic term for soul. The concept of the ka has many more layers than I can address in this short video. However, it will plant a seed for you to begin to shift to a powerful, confident creator. Tapping into your soul level is a matter of comprehensive, systematic processes that are not complicated. In fact, it's quite natural to us all. From the ancient Kemetic perspective, the ka is the agent that enables crossing from the metaphysical to the physical world. It's the creative power of the source within you. In ancient Egypt, Ptah was known as the father of all kas in the universe. One way the human ka, or soul, was personified in ancient Egyptian mythology was the Osiris. In ancient Egypt, the human ka had three levels. The animal ka, which comprises the egoic mind, the brain, and the animal body. The intermediate ka, which is the emotional and astral plane. And the higher ka, which is outside of time and space. Osiris is the link between the animal body and the higher ka. The ancients actually gave you a framework in which to access this information beyond the written words when looking at Osiris symbolically. You'll see the idea of Ma'at and balance represented symbolically, but again, not written when you see Osiris in one of his many crowns called the Atif crown. The Atif crown looks like a bowling pin, but also on each side of it is two feathers that represent the idea of Ma'at, a spirit and matter meeting to form the human body. The white crown means that Osiris, as a soul, is now in the corporeal world. It is between the two feathers. That can mean that there is a stabilization of spirit and matter needed to create a physical body. Unlike what was taught in religion, it is the soul that focuses itself into the physical world. The body becomes an extension of the metaphysical soul in chemical clothes that we call the physical self. Osiris is a mummy with its hands free, which symbolically means that the soul is free to create. This is where the idea that thoughts become things come from. You are the focused attention of the soul that created the physicalized version of the self. That's one way the ancients might verbally characterize these concepts. What I just did was grounded this New Age idea within the framework and Kemetic system in which it originated. Once you learn more about the metaphysics framework, you will gain so much clarity in many other areas of your life and how to apply these ideas strategically. They naturally become a part of your operating system each day rather than something you pick up only when you think about it. Because these ideas are not a bunch of confining rules to follow, but principles you choose to operate from, they can be easily incorporated into your life. They end up being a way to operate in life that gives you courage and confidence in all areas because you're no longer guessing how you should proceed. That's because you use a system of predictable processes and tools. From the metaphysics paradigm, as a ka or soul, you are a creator. Life happens through you, not to you. Isn't that an empowering perspective? Want to know more? In our upcoming program, Kometaphysics Soul Level Operating System, we'll dive even deeper. We'll explore fascinating topics like the connection between Ma'at and Osiris, the psychological balance Ma'at represents, and how you can achieve this balance in your own life. In our next video, I'll share a simple tool that will help you quickly and holistically achieve the balance of Ma'at. This tool has been my guiding light for years, and I can't wait to share it with you. It's going to change the way you perceive your fears and doubts, turning them into stepping stones towards self-discovery. Thank you for joining me in this exploration of Kometaphysics. I hope this video has sparked your curiosity and made the concept of Kometaphysics feel more accessible. Remember, this journey is about self-discovery and spiritual growth, not about conforming to societal norms. So are you ready to navigate life with confidence and authenticity? Stay tuned for this next video, and let's continue this exciting journey together.